Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Monday, November 25th. You'll be interested to know, 161 years ago, today in 1863, General Ulysses S. Grant achieved a significant victory over General Braxton Bragg's Confederate forces at the Battle of Missionary Ridge during the American Civil War. This battle marked a turning point in the war, bolstering Union morale and weakening Confederate defenses in the South. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-to-thigh high swell on Monday, with glassy conditions in the morning and semi-choppy in the afternoon due to northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, anticipate knee-high extra-long period swell with glassy morning conditions, shifting to light sideshore texture in the afternoon from northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday will feature waist-to-stomach high swell in the morning, transitioning to stomach-to-shoulder high in the afternoon, with glassy conditions early and semi-choppy later, as winds shift to northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean to fair at 2 feet until noon. After that, it's looking choppy, but might turn fair for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m., with the 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the northeast swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mph. The first low tide Monday will be 3-foot at 8:45 a.m., with a 4-foot high tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. This morning, it's mostly sunny and feels like 53 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:29. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today, with a high near 70 and a light north breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low around 53 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a slight chance of rain showers and a high near 68. Tuesday night brings mostly cloudy skies with a low around 58. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy again with a chance of rain showers and a high near 67. Wednesday night has a slight chance of rain before 10 p.m. with a low around 54. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Thursday night stays mostly cloudy with a low around 54. On Friday, expect a slight chance of rain after 10 a.m. with a high near 69 and mostly cloudy skies continuing into the night with a low around 55. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, information was confirmed by Oceanside Police at 2:30 in the afternoon. Authorities have not released any additional details regarding the incident. Residents and commuters are advised to seek alternate routes during this time to avoid delays. Stay tuned for updates on the situation as it develops, and prioritize safety while traveling in the affected area. Now on to sports. In college football on Saturday, the second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes beat the fifth-ranked Indiana Hoosiers with a commanding 38-15 victory in Columbus. Will Howard led Ohio State, passing for 2 touchdowns and rushing for another. Indiana's special season took a hit as Ohio State's defense dominated with 5 sacks. On Sunday Night Football in Los Angeles, the Philadelphia Eagles, now 9-2, soared past the Rams, dropping them to 5-6, with a commanding 37-20 win. Saquon Barkley rushed for an Eagles record 255 yards, including 2 spectacular 70-yard touchdowns. Jalen Hurts added a touchdown pass, while Philadelphia's relentless defense sacked Matthew Stafford 5 times. On Monday Night Football, the Ravens at 7-4 take on the Chargers, who are 7-3. With the Ravens favored by 3, expect a close game. Lamar Jackson, unbeaten on Monday nights, leads a potent offense against a Chargers defense that ranks number 1 in scoring. In local sports, on Saturday, the Trojans triumphed over UCLA with a hard-fought 19-13 victory at the Rose Bowl. Jaden Laiava's crucial fourth-quarter touchdown sealed the win, making USC bowl-eligible at 6-5. Despite missing 27 players due to the flu, the Trojans' resilient defense held UCLA to only 1 touchdown. San Diego State fell to Utah State in Logan. Despite Marquez Cooper's impressive 118 rushing yards and a touchdown, the Aztecs lost 41-20 and are now 3-7, enduring a challenging 5-game losing streak. Tonight, the Kings at 11-7-3 face off against the Sharks in San Jose. In top news, Robert Kennedy Jr. is making headlines with his health policy priorities, shared just weeks before Donald Trump's return to office. In a tweet viewed over 6.5 million times, Kennedy criticized the Food and Drug Administration's aggressive suppression of various health treatments, including psychedelics, stem cells, and vitamins. He urged those within the FDA to preserve your records and pack your bags. While some view Kennedy as a truth teller against Big Pharma, others see him as a threat to public trust in health authorities. The conversation about these topics is just beginning, and more questions are sure to arise. In business news, the convenience chain 7-Eleven is at the center of a fierce bidding war with a staggering $50 billion offer from Quebec-based Alimentation Couche-Tard. Known for its iconic Slurpee, 7-Eleven sold 153 million of these drinks in 2023, contributing to its $80 billion empire. Despite its popularity, rising inflation has impacted sales, prompting Couche-Tard to seek a merger that could improve efficiencies. Meanwhile, a descendant of 7-Eleven's founder proposed a competing bid to keep the brand in Japanese hands. As pressure mounts, 7-Eleven faces a critical crossroads in its storied history. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $98,300. Ethereum is just under $3,400. And Goetzius Maximus is about 86 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent research reveals that human activities, particularly groundwater pumping, have caused the Earth to tilt 31.5 inches in under 2 decades. This shift contributes to a sea level rise of approximately 1/4 of an inch. Kei Uyonsio, a geophysicist, emphasized that groundwater redistribution significantly affects Earth's rotational pull. The study, published in the journal Geophysical Research Letters, analyzed data from 1993 to 2010, noting that 2,150 gigatons of groundwater were pumped largely for irrigation. Understanding these dynamics is crucial for addressing climate change and sea level rise effectively. Entertainment news. The highly anticipated sequel to the George Clooney and Brad Pitt action comedy Wolves has been canceled. The original film premiered on Apple TV Plus in September, following a brief theatrical run, and was directed by John Watts. It featured Clooney and Pitt as professional fixers, forced to collaborate, despite their preference for working alone. Watts recently stated, "I don't know what I'm directing next, and I don't think there's going to be a Wolf sequel." This contradicts earlier reports suggesting that Apple had plans for a follow-up. Meanwhile, Clooney and Pitt are set to reunite in Ocean's 14. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and 32nd president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. And he said, "When you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.